Now, one of the big games of this weekend is coming up on Sunday, 1 o'clock at the Connacht GAA Centre of Excellence, the Connacht Under 16 Ladies Football Final of 2024, Galway against Mayo, thrown in at 1 o'clock. Delighted to be joined by the Galway manager, Donal Casserly. And Donal, first, thanks a million for joining us here on Galway BFM.
Thank you, Darren.
Donal, even this year alone has been a journey for this team. Not the ideal start results-wise, but then again, I suppose the purpose of these competitions is to develop as you go through game by game, and you've been rewarded with a place in the final.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. So, look, we're together, I suppose, since November, going through the trial process. Got the panel of 30 selected in January, and pretty quick turnaround then to get into the championship, which was just towards the end of February. So, yeah, first two rounds didn't go, I suppose, as per our expectations. You know, the Mayo game, we were well beaten in it. Mayo were the better team on the day. Went into round two then against Sligo. In fairness, Sligo played well on the day, but yeah, we were disappointed with the first two rounds. But look, things have improved a lot since then.
Yeah, they have results-wise too. And of course, you beat Leitrim with that massive result against Roscommon in the final round. But just before we talk more about the players and the game itself, at the end of the day, as I touched on there too, and your role is development as well. And you have a good healthy panel. You've done the trials you touched on there as well. And I suppose like anything, until you play day one, not that we're excusing the defeat to Mayo, but until you play day one, you probably don't really know where you stand.
Yeah. Look, our preparation was good, in fairness, going into the Mayo game. We had a number of challenges. One of the challenges, I think, was we do a lot of our training in the spring or the late winter on AstroTurf, and I think we've seen a big difference really in how Mayo adapted to the heavier pitch, you know, versus ourselves, you know, in the first round. So, you know, that was a big difference on the day. And look, at our team is going to be much different on Sunday compared to the first two rounds. As you said, you know, it does take time for the players to develop. They all develop at different, you know, rates throughout the year. So we'd be hopeful that, you know, the team we have lining out on Sunday is our best 15 starting.
Yeah, and people look at that result, but of course it has to be remembered. You did play with 14 players for most of the second half that day as well. Where were you after round two? Because obviously with the defeat to Sligo, you're probably, I won't say luck, but you're dependent on a few breaks going your way. But then again, you have to put in the performances too. And you did put in two big performances against Leitrim and Roscommon.
We did, yeah. But look, I'll be honest, after the Sligo game, we probably had a little bit of a reset where, you know, as a group, players and management, we definitely kind of stepped back a little bit. And we had a very honest session where we kind of figured out where we were at, where we're going. And I think that was a really good exercise between us. And it was nearly like a little bit of a reset. And the pressure seemed to kind of disappear after that exercise. And we just went into the Leitrim game, you know, with, I think, a lot more confidence and a sense of, you know, enthusiasm and you know, that we were going to just give it a go. And you look at we beat Leitrim fairly well, but then the Roscommon game, yeah, look at we got a little bit of luck, I suppose, in relation to Roscommon defeated Sligo. So after the Sligo game, we were probably expecting to be in a B final, but we needed Roscommon to defeat Sligo to give us a chance of making the A final, and they did that. So look, we had a little bit of luck in that regard, but that meant that if we defeated Roscommon, I think it was by 4 or 5 points, we ended up getting to the A final. So we weren't going to let that opportunity slip. So, you know, we've been really determined, I think, in the last couple of weeks, you know, to make amends for the first couple of rounds.
Yeah, and Donal, I think too, and not just the results, but what an emphatic scoreline, because I can imagine, because obviously when we're talking underage teams, we don't know them as well as we'd know senior, intermediate or junior teams, but I can imagine being at home in St. Croix, Roscommon were probably going in as favourites for that match. As you said, they've beaten Sligo, but you didn't just get the 4 or 5 points. You put in a performance which probably reinvigorates the work you're putting in, because at the end of the day, that's what you're looking for first and foremost.
Yeah, absolutely. Darren, yeah, we've done a lot of work with this group. You know, we've very high expectations for this group. They're a really good bunch. You know, we'd have known them since under 14, even though we weren't there at under 14, we'd have been very close to them, looking at them and at the club level. I'd be very familiar with a lot of these players. So I think it was just a real relief and a sense of we've got a second chance here against Roscommon in St. Croix's. And a lot of things fell together for us. You know, a lot of our play was really good, you know, our kicking and our support play. So a lot of things we pride ourselves on trying to develop in the ladies game, you know, with this bunch of players, a lot of it happened to come together. against Roscommon. Now, in fairness, it was Roscommon's third game, I suppose, in a week as well. So, you know, I think they probably were a little bit flat on the day too. But you know, we were very convincing on the day. So that, you know, that was great for the players and for the management.
And even the squad as well, because like I was just looking at the 15 that was announced for the Roscommon game, and you have eight different clubs involved, like Annadown, Tuamcore, Tuam, Barna, Dunmore, Crony Wales, Kilkerran, Clonburn, Saltoun, Knockmacarron, Naoimh. You've also strong players on the bench, like Laura Adair, for example, wasn't one of those 15, and she scored a goal against Mayo too. So you've them chomping at the bit, no doubt.
We do, yeah. In fairness, that's one of the things we've looked at doing this year. We've ensured that every single player on the panel has started each of the championship games. So we've only had four championship games, but that is important, I think, for all players to see their name on a starting list for the clubs, for the players, for their parents. So that, I suppose, has led to a little bit of chopping and changing, but that is really, really positive for the squad perspective in relation to players are chomping at the bit. We're rotating players, and we've a very good, healthy atmosphere in the squad at the moment. Now going into the final on Sunday.
Yeah, and everybody's had their audition now, and no doubt you'll be looking at potentially your strongest team for this final against Mayo, because you'll want to put in an improved showing in that game back in February.
Definitely, yeah. Look, I don't think it was a fair reflection on this bunch. They met at under 14 2 years ago. Mayo defeated us in a close enough final. So, as I said, our expectations would have been high. But look, it's a good Mayo team. They won the under 14 last year. You know, Francis has done a lot of really good work with them. But you know, we'd be expecting, if we play well, you know, on Sunday, that we'll put in a big show on.
And even as you mentioned, the 114 final, Connacht final last year, we did beat Mayo. I know the All-Ireland quarter final didn't go according to plan afterwards, but you'll have players coming through playing their first year at under 16 level, helping to straighten up that squad from possibly under 14 2 years ago.
That's right, yeah. So I think we've six girls from the under 14 panel last year. So they've added hugely to our squad. Mayo have a number of 15-year-olds as well from last year's under 14 team. So there's a good mix, I think, throughout both squads in relation to the older girls at 16 and the younger girls at 15.
Yeah, I'm not going to ask you, Donal, about individual players, because you said there already, you've been kind of giving everyone a start over the group stages and trying to put yourself in this position. With Mayo, they could be doing something similar too. They could be going with a consistent selection. It's hard to tell, but obviously you'll have learned something from that game in February, and no doubt you've picked up one or two things since. What type of game are you expecting, especially for Mayo, or coming into this match with a 100% record?
Yeah, they're very fit. As I said, Francis has them well prepared. There's some very strong players. You know, they, like a lot of county teams, they have a very strong diamond. You know, the centre back Emma Higgins is very strong. Aoife Meaney is very strong in the middle, and Kate Byrne at number 11, and Lauren McHale at 14. So, you know, they're probably their strong players for them. But they have a number of very good players also on the wings. You know, some of the younger girls from last year's team are probably playing on the wings. So they have a lot of quality throughout the team. They play a fast brand of football. You know, that's not unlike most Mayo teams. You know. They play a really good, positive style of football. So, you know, we'll have to be, you know, we'll have to bring our A game Sunday, you know, to match that.
And does your own game tweak much, taking all that into account, or are you better off just focusing on what you've done since, because it's obviously working, and you don't know exactly how much you've improved from that game back in February. You've obviously improved, but to what level?
Yeah, no, we'll be going down Sunday playing a positive game as well. We, you know, fast game. Look at conditions, could be a factor in fairness. You know, obviously, there's a lot of rain, a lot of wind knocking around this week. So we'll have to see what impact that has on the game. But we'll be concentrating on ourselves. You know, as you said, Darren, the last two games, we had a really good workout at the weekend as well in the challenge. So, you know, we'll be focusing very much on our own game. Yeah.
You mentioned the wind there, and I think it's becoming into every training manual now how to play with the wind, because we even saw the Galway seniors last week struggle with it too. But hopefully conditions are as get better, because I think we're getting tired of the weather we've had, and you'd be looking for a big support to go up for a lunchtime game up in Bacon.
Oh, definitely, yeah. We'd be hoping we have a good representation, you know, of parents and supporters across all the clubs. I think we've 15 clubs represented on the panel across the west and the east of the county, if you like. So we'd expect, and the north, we'd expect a very strong, you know, representation, particularly from North Galway. There's a lot of strong clubs there involved in North Galway, so. And I expect there will be, in fairness. Mayo always bring really good support as well. So we'd be hoping that Galway would definitely turn out in their numbers as well.
I'd say it'll be a great occasion too. It always is when Galway play Mayo in any occasion, let alone a Connacht final. Donal, finally, before I let you go, you know how good your players are. You know the form they put in recently. Hopefully that continues. Will Galway beat Mayo? Will we win the Connacht Championship on Sunday?
Yes.